USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hopes there's one thing everyone can agree upon regarding the U.S.-China trade war.
Well, one thing I think we all agree on is that nobody wins a trade war. And we're all hoping, as others have suggested here, that these particular tactics get us into a better position vis-a-vis China, which has been our worst and most unfair trading relationship for a very long time.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with his Russian counterpart on Tuesday in Russia to discuss a variety of issues. One of the things they discussed was Russia's interference in American elections.
As we've made clear for the past months, that interference in American elections is unacceptable. The Russians were to engage in that in 2020, it would put our relationship in an even worse place than it has been.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wonder.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
A diver goes deep, and what he finds is troubling. That's a story from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Retired Naval Officer Victor Vescovo of Texas just completed the deepest solo dive in human history and says he found garbage at the deepest point on Earth. He used a submarine to head to the bottom of the Mariana Trench in the Pacific Ocean. There, he says he discovered what could be four new species of crustaceans. But he also made some less thrilling discoveries, like plastic bags and candy wrappers. Vescovo's dive was filmed for the Discovery Channel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Election files in two Florida counties were hacked by the Russians in the 2016 election. That's what Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said on Tuesday, adding no votes were manipulated and results were not altered in any way. The governor said he met with the FBI as well as state and local law enforcement officials and election officials, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is responding to criticism from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The New York Democrat accused Biden of looking for middle ground options to curb climate change. Biden says he's never been middle of the road on the environment and advised a freshman congresswoman to check his record. Actor and comedian Tim Conway has died. Wyatt Cox reports.
The brilliant comic took the national stage in the 1962 military comedy McHale's Navy with Ernest Borgnine, but his biggest fame came on the Carol Burnett Show. His wacky characters such as the oldest man and Mr. Tudball had audiences roaring.
When you talk, you just press that button like that and just talk right into there, and then when you listen, you just listen. You think you got that now?
Conway's improvisational skills would break up the cast, like in a Mama's Family sketch about an elephant.
I was at this freak show one time, and I saw these Siamese elephants. They joined at the end of their trunks like that. And this trainer make them stand up on their back feet like that, and they had their trunk stretched like that. Then this little monkey would come out, walk out there and dance a merengue right out there.
Not to mention the dentist sketch that's so visual we can't do it on radio. Conway's family requests donations to the Lou Ruvo Brain Center at the Cleveland Clinic in Las Vegas. He was 85.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.